It's Animal Radio. We're celebrating the connection with your pets. Toll free 1-866-405-8405 to reach out to Dr. Debbie or dog father Joey Villani. And we welcome back to the show Zach George, the young training phenomenon that you've seen all over YouTube. And hey, Zach, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you for calling me young. I appreciate that.
Well, you are. I'm old as dirt. Compared to me. So this is your second appearance here. You have a brand new book out called Dog Training Revolution, The Complete Guide to... I can't read that small. That's how old I am. It's
The Complete Guide to
Raising the Perfect Pet with Love. How's it doing?
It's doing really, really well so far, actually. You know, you never know how a new project like this is going to do. And this is my first book ever, so I honestly didn't know how it was going to do, but we are, you know, definitely a bestseller in the category of dog training, so I don't think you can ask for much better than that.
No, you sure can't. Well, you've done very well on the social media arena, the YouTube videos, where you give free advice. Didn't anyone tell you shouldn't be giving free advice like
don't
that?
Don't give that away for free.
And also blogs. You have a blog all of these things are just phenomenal. And you have a training technique, which is much different than a lot of other trainers. It's really positive training, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. I mean, when we look for things to find right about what our dogs are doing, rather than relying on correcting them for doing things we don't like, we know that our results are going to be much better and our dogs are actually going to enjoy listening to us. That's really the key.
Well, you're trying to make it fun for both the owner, the guardian, and the dog.
Exactly. Yeah, that's right. I mean, it should be an enjoyable experience. No one gets a dog with the aim of simply dominating them and making their life unpleasant, because that's not fun for the person or the dog. We all get dogs because we want to improve our quality of life and maybe make the life better for a homeless dog or a dog that doesn't have a good situation.
But doesn't it start with the selection of the dog? You should get a dog that kind of fits your lifestyle. If you get a dog that runs around and it's very energetic, and you try to punish him for that and correct that, that's kind of his breed. You need a dog that's a little less active.
Yeah. I mean, that's a huge point. We go into depth in that in the book. So this book is really good for people who are trying to figure out the best kind of dog to get for them. And you hit the nail on the head with energy level. I think one of the biggest things wrong with our culture in terms of how we evaluate whether a dog is right for us is we place too much emphasis on a dog's breed and not enough emphasis on the individual dog's characteristics, including but not limited to their energy level. For example, a hyper Jack Russell Terrier might require a lot more time and effort than, say, a lazy Border Collie, for example.
I have to laugh because I did my research and I did not want a Jack Russell because of their energy level. And I went to a rescue and they said it was a Chihuahua, but it turned out to be 50% Jack Russell with the energy level.
But I think, you know, that's such a great point that you make, because I see a lot of people that get into breeds and they adore a breed, but they really, as they change through their life, the breed is maybe the most ideal for them, to have a, you know, short-haired pointer when you're not a very active retired person, and you know, you don't really walk your dogs. So I think that sometimes people really get that in their mind of, I love Cocker Spaniels, but then they're not prepared to deal with, say, the hair coat or other issues that are with that.
Yeah, there are things about that with specific breeds, like you mentioned with shedding, that are very important. In the book, we actually show you how to kind of categorize a dog as a level energy 1, 2, or 3 dog, 3 being a real high energy dog. And the higher energy dogs require more maintenance as a general rule and lots of time and activities. But they can also learn some of the most phenomenal things imaginable, too. So,
well, you know what? I'm just about to take our Jack Russell Terrier on a trip. I like traveling during the summer. In fact, this is the first summer that I will travel a lot with Ladybug, the studio stunt dog. What kind of cool tricks and tips can you give me on this?
Yeah, in terms of traveling, you just want to make sure that your dog is as comfortable as possible. Ideally, you know, I'm a bigger fan of driving dogs instead of flying dogs. So if it's avoidable, I generally recommend avoiding flying your dogs for a variety of reasons that I'll cover in the book and won't bore you with here. But, you know, you have to stop pretty frequently. It's also a good idea to get their energy out of them before a major road trip to encourage them to rest. And exercise seems to greatly decrease all types of anxiety, or at least almost all types of anxiety.
Kind of, with kids. You want to get your kid out there running around the yard before you throw him in the car for 5 hours. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what they tell me. Yeah, I don't have kids, but it sounds reasonable to me, for sure. Yeah.
Well, you know, the last time I traveled with Ladybug and I saw there was other dogs, we traveled by air. and we paid, $50 to have the dog sit next to us. But I noticed there was some other dogs that they were supposedly service dogs, but they were not behaving very well. So I suspect they were not service dogs.
Yeah, we actually addressed that in the book. That's so funny because I just got a message from someone on Facebook who had just finished reading the book and commended me for the way we address the service dog issue. And it's so important that people not abuse that.
You know, we have some great organizations like AKC and such. Why can't we have some kind of central organization that really registers and certifies service dogs? That's
that's a complex one. That's a great question. But yeah, it's out of my pay grade.
Well, it looks like a great book. In fact, I'm going to give away 10 copies right now. It's Zach George's Dog Training Revolution, The Complete Guide to Raising the Perfect Pet with Love. If you're not lucky enough to get on through at 1-866-405-8405, head on over to Amazon right now and order it up, or head to your bookstore. And if they don't have it, say, I'm not shopping here anymore until you get this book. Zach George's Dog Training Revolution. Zach, thank you so much for hanging with us today.
Oh, my privilege.
Well, there you go. It has just flown by once again. I remind you, if you didn't hear at the top of our show, if you plan to have 4th of July fireworks or be anywhere near them this weekend, please leave the dogs inside. Let them, you know, cuddle up inside with their favorite food and treats and some music. And for yourself, stay away from the guy that only has 3 fingers. Have yourself a safe and great 4th.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
This is Animal Radio Network.